Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, How to Give Pain to Your Enemy. Epictetus, being asked how a man should give pain to his enemy, answered, by preparing himself to live the best life that he can. Epictetus. How often have we been upset with somebody and wished ill on them? Maybe somebody said something unflattering about us, and we pointed out all of their faults to show that they were worse than us. What if instead of looking for ways to bring that other person down, we looked for ways to make ourselves a better person? For example, if somebody called you greedy and selfish, wouldn't a better way to counter their argument would be to work harder at being more generous? If they called you arrogant, learning to be humble. If they said you were short-tempered, learning to be more patient. Say that you wrote a book and a critic wrote a scathing review about it. Rather than trashing your critic and defending yourself and trying to find ways to bring them down, wouldn't the sweeter revenge be to write an even better book? Wouldn't that be the ultimate in-your-face move? The thing is, you should always be striving to be a better person anyway. But if using something like disproving the opinion of your enemy gives you the motivation to be a better person, then I say use it. And in working to become a better person, you'll reach a point where their opinions really don't matter. Now, what if our political leaders, rather than trying to tear down their opponents with angry rhetoric, worked harder at proving them wrong by becoming better people? Can you imagine how much better the world would be? Rather than spending time tearing down those that oppose you, use your energy to improve yourself, and you'll not only become a better person, but prove your enemy wrong at the same time. And that, my friends, is the sweetest revenge. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Have a great day. If you enjoyed this podcast, head on over to www.stoic.coffee and sign up for our newsletter. Also, if you could leave me a review on iTunes, Google Play, or Radio Public, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.